Welcome to my commentary on Paul's letter to the disciples in the province of Galatia, otherwise known as the Book of Galatians. Before I get into the heart of the Book of Galatians, I would like to first give you a brief introduction. I also have an introduction and a full commentary that is written out on my website, stevesweetman.com. You might want to refer to that for further details. The Bible translation that I use for this commentary is the New International Version, a later version in the 1990s. I would just like to say that in case you hear when I do read from my Bible, my large print Bible, if my voice gets a little muffled, it's because I am legally blind and I get within a half an inch from the page of my New Testament. And for that reason, my voice may be slightly muffled. Also, because of my poor vision, what I say in this commentary is strictly from memory. It's spontaneous. I will not be reading from notes because reading from notes is difficult for me. Therefore, I probably won't remember certain biblical passages that I would like to quote from, but I do have these biblical passages stated in my written commentary on my website. So there is just a few preliminary points before my introduction. And now to the introduction of the Book of Galatians, Paul's letter to those believers who live in the province of Galatia. The people in Galatia that Paul may or may not be writing to are what they call Gauls. Gauls are people who lived in southern Europe and migrated and immigrated into what is now known as northern Turkey. And that's how we get the name Galatia. It comes from the people called the Gauls. Galatia is not a city. It is a province. The Gauls immigrated from southern Europe around 278 BC. In 232 BC, what is now in Paul's day called Galatia became a province. And in 25 BC, it became a Roman province. The Gauls lived mostly in the north. And in the southern part of Galatia were Gentiles and some Jews who basically spread out from Israel. There were also Romans and Greeks, and really southern Galatia was a multicultural area. In the southern part of Galatia, along the northern shores of the Mediterranean, the Romans built a major highway east-west that would have gone from Palestine over to Rome. It was along this highway that most of the major cities in that part of the Roman Empire were built. Now, Paul, in most of his missionary trips, followed this road. His means of transportation when he was on land was this road. He would preach to the larger cities in Asia Minor, lead people to the Lord, and those people would lead others to the Lord in the smaller communities. Now, there is a debate amongst scholars over the fact, who did Paul write this letter to? Was it specifically to the Gauls in northern Galatia, or was it to the multicultural different ethnic people in the south? Depending on how you answer that question will depend on how you date this letter when it was written. As I speak right now, I tend to believe that Paul wrote this letter to the Galatians that were in the southern part of that Roman province. In Acts 18:23, we do have Paul visiting the northern part of Galatia. So for those who believe that this letter was written to the Gauls in the north, they would have to later date this, probably 54 to 56 AD. Those of us who believe Paul wrote to those in the southern part of the province of Galatia will date this around 48 to 49 AD. The letter was written to both Jews and Gentiles, but by the time Paul wrote this, there were probably more Gentiles in the community of believers. In the book of Galatians, there's Paul and his friends, there's the Galatian Christians themselves, there were false teachers, and there were the believers and the leaders from Jerusalem. All four groups of these play a major role in what Paul has to say in his letter to the Galatians. The basic point to Paul's letter is this, that salvation is by trusting Jesus alone, trusting him and what he did on the cross, and absolutely nothing else. Another way to say it is, you get saved by faith, and you stay saved by faith, and that's it. You add nothing, not even obedience to the law of Moses, which Jews were used to. The reason why Paul writes this letter is because there were certain Jews who claimed, who were persuading the Galatian Christians that yes, you got saved through Jesus and the cross, but to maintain your salvation, you had to become a Jew, get circumcised, and obey the law of Moses. Paul was extremely upset over this. He called it another gospel that wasn't even really a gospel, and we will get into that later on. As I said earlier, concerning the dating of this letter, my informed opinion is that this letter was written around 48 to 49 AD. Paul probably became a Christian in and around 33 AD, began his first missionary trip around 46 AD with Barnabas, and the convention we see in Acts 15 concerning the Gentiles having to be circumcised and obey the law of Moses to be a real Christian probably happened in around 49 AD. This letter was probably written 48 or 49 AD, and depending on how you view this will determine how you understand the first half of Galatians 2, of what really took place there, and we will get to that later as well. But the events of the first part of Galatians 2, some feel, is the events that took place in Acts 15, the big convention that was held in Jerusalem to get the Gentile Jewish problem in the early church figured out. This most likely, and most scholars believe, was Paul's first letter, at least the first letter that we have in our canonized Bible. Most scholars these days actually believe this letter to the Galatians is the earliest book that we have in the New Testament. It was written before Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, before Acts, before Romans, before Revelation, and all the other books of the New Testament. John, the Apostle John, he was the last New Testament writer. The book of Revelation was written probably between 90 and 95 AD. Some people say even between 85 and 90 AD. I would like to say this, and I will say it again, that I believe the Apostle Paul is the Moses of the New Testament. Let me say it another way. Moses was called by God, spoke to God, and God gave him the laws that Old Testament Israel needed to obey. Moses, in Old Testament times, was God's main mouthpiece. I know God spoke to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I know he spoke through the prophets, but it was Moses that he gave the law to, and that law Israel was supposed to obey. So through Moses, God gave Israel the understanding that they needed to live by. In New Testament times, the Apostle Paul, who was a very educated man, just like Moses, Jesus appeared to him and gave to the Apostle Paul a number of revelations that helped Paul understand the gospel that he taught and preached to God's people. God used Paul to teach God's people how to live. Paul had various revelations, and in 2 Corinthians 12, 1-4, you will read about those, some of which he was not permitted to even speak about. Paul was a very important man in New Testament times. So, I believe as Moses was to God's people in Old Testament times, Paul is to God's people in New Testament times. He lays out the gospel. He lays out New Testament thinking for every Christian and every community of Christians in this present age. And I will say this, if the Apostle Paul got it wrong, if he really didn't see the visions, or if those visions were all in his head, then we as Christians are in one sad shape. Because more than anybody else in the New Testament, more than Jesus himself, Paul defined what New Testament Christianity is all about. If he got it wrong, then all of us Christians have lived our Christian lives in vain. What we should have done was become a Jew, get circumcised, and submit ourselves to the law of Moses. But of course, we don't believe Paul got it wrong. Galatians, throughout church history, is probably one of the most important books in the Bible. It was the foundation book for the Christian Reformation in the 1500s. It was the book of Galatians that got Martin Luther on the path to justification by faith. It is a shortened version of the book of Romans, both Romans and Galatians. If you do not understand these two books, you will not understand the Christian life as you are to understand it. These are thinking man's books, and many Christians today just don't want to think, so they avoid these books. So I will close this introduction. You can learn more about my introduction to the book of Galatians on my website, stevesweetman.com. Look up my written commentary on the book of Galatians.